This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today, Brian Scudamore. He is the founder and CEO of O2E Brands. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Man, I'm really excited about your story, and I can't wait to get into it. Your resume and your accolades are so long, it'll be take me for a while to read. But you're the banner company for 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, You Move Me, and Shack Shine. And you've been on Undercover Boss, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, CNN, Today Show, and The View. And then you inducted into the Young Presidents Organization, the Young Entrepreneurs Organization. You've been named in the International Franchise Association's Entrepreneur of the Year in the past, and Fortune's Small Business Best Bosses Award. Congratulations. You've got many more, but man, I'd love to hear your story. You've got a cool story that starts probably before 18, but some of your business starts at 18. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Yeah, well, I grew up always having that entrepreneurial bug, which I think I get from my grandparents, who are, they're both gone, but my grandfather and grandmother, I was born in San Francisco. They had an army surplus store in San Francisco, and I used to go work there on Christmas holidays, every single weekend I possibly could. And I learned from them all about the passion that they had for business, for customer service, for just playing the game of business. And so I moved to Vancouver, to Canada. My mother remarried, and she married a liver transplant surgeon, and he had the high hopes for me to go to school forever like he did and really become some academic and do some great things like he does. But school just didn't work for me. I'm too ADD, couldn't stick with it. Dropped out of high school, and then I ended up finding this beat up old pickup truck at a McDonald's drive through. I was sitting there waiting to order a cheeseburger or something, and I see this beat up old pickup truck, plywood side panels filled with junk. It says Mark's Hauling on the side, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That's gonna be my ticket to pay for college. But ironically, what funded my way through college inspired me to drop out. I was learning so much more about business, running a business, more than I was studying in school. And I remember telling my dad, that liver transplant surgeon, hey, Dad, your oldest son is dropping out of school to become a full-time junk man.
And, sure, I love that.
Yeah, he didn't laugh quite like you did, but yeah. The rest is history. But, you know, we're friends today, and he's appreciating that I made I took a road less traveled decision and ended up making a business that's been a big success and a lot of fun.
And you're being very humble and understated about what a success your company is. I mean, you started 18. Well, you're 18 when you got that truck.
I was.
And you've got a several hundred million dollar company now, and that's very impressive. Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.